Okay, this is our last meeting. I'll go ahead and go through the minutes from the previous meeting, and then we'll have a prototype presentation. Then we will do an evaluation, or we'll see what we need to have under the criteria for the evaluation. Then we'll go through the finance and see if we fall within the budget. Then we'll do the evaluation, and then we can finish up after that with the changes that we'll need to make, or hopefully everything will fall right in line. See, minutes from the last meeting, we looked at the trends. We had the fashion trends that people want a fancy look and feel. It was twice as important as anything else. They liked fruit and vegetables and the new styles and a spongy feel. So we were talking about trying to incorporate those into our prototype. They wanted limited buttons and simplicity. Then we looked at the method for coming up with our own remote, looking at other devices. The iPod, we really liked the look of that. We also had the kids' remote for simple idea, a two-part remote, which was what we were originally looking at. And then there was talk of speech recognition becoming more predominant and easier to use, but I think we still decided not to go with that. Then we looked at the components, the materials for the case, the different energy sources, the different types of chips, and made a decision on what we were going to use to make our remote, and basically have what we were making for the prototype. So I'm going to leave it at that and let you guys take over. Prototype, yeah. Do you need a this?
No. Yeah, basically, we were not the colour yellow. Working on the principle of a fruit, which was mentioned. It's basically designing out a banana. But it would be held in such a fashion, whereas obviously it wouldn't be that floppy because this would be hard plastic. These would be like the rubber grips. So that's sad. Helpful held the grip. And like the ergonomics of it. But all the controlling would be done with this scroll wheel, to use your imagination a bit. And this here represents the screen where you go through. And the simplest functions would be almost identical to an iPod. That one way through channels, that way other way through channels, volume up and down, and then to access the more complicated functions. So you press that and go through the menus. It's that simple. That just represents the infrared beam. That's a simple on off switch. I don't know, we could use the voice. That blue, which should be yellow, that would be where the battery should be, I suppose. And that's that it. It's as simple as you can make it, there's anything else right.
And that's what we do, right? That's plastic covered with rubber. We might add some more underneath here, maybe give it a form, and you're supposed to hold it like that, but just if you grab it, exactly. Use both. Might as well.
Yeah, I'm sure they might be smaller.
Think about the button.
Yeah.
Put either one on the side there.
What
not do
button?
It all.
Just the on
it's
off.
A quick on
yeah.
off button. It's, it's pretty important. So you want to figure it out.
Okay.
That's that. I'd say a bit smaller would probably be nice.
Yeah.
Well done.
whether or not it would fall to the cost and everything, I suppose, with the scroll and the LCD.
Well, luckily, we are going to find out. Or, not luckily. Do you have a marketing presentation for us?
Okay. You guys are going to help me do an evaluation of the criteria. First, I'll just discuss some of the criteria that I found just based on the past trend reports that I was looking at earlier. And then we'll do a group evaluation of the prototype. And we will calculate the average score to see how we did. So the criteria we're going to be looking at are the complaints that we heard from the users who were interviewed earlier. So. We're going to be doing it based on a 7-point scale. And 1 is going to mean true, that we did actually achieve it. And 7 being false, we did not achieve it. Okay. So for the first one, we need to decide, did we solve the problem of the users who complained about an ugly remote?
I think it's definitely different than anything else out there. So if they think that what is out there is ugly, then yes. I would say most definitely. It's bright.
It's bright.
It still has your traditional black.
It's curved. It's not a sharp. Angles to it.
Not angular.
I'd say, when it comes to the ergonomics and form and stuff, yes, that's definitely more beautiful than your average. However, the color,
I
think we
the
don't have
to say
that. that has been dictated pretty much by the company. So
that's true.
To answer that honestly, I would rather say that we have not solved the problem completely.
Yeah.
Because the color is ugly, definitely.
Yeah.
There's nothing you can say about it. I mean, I much prefer something like brushed chrome,
yeah,
with that form. But
yeah, something more modern to go.
Right.
A modern color to go with the modern form.
Right. It's different. You don't want your 3 feet huge LCD display in your living room that's hanging from the wall to be controlled with something like that.
Okay, so do you think, since this was assigned criteria, do you think maybe we should put it somewhere in the middle then?
Mm-hmm.
Does that sound good?
Yeah.
What were you for?
I would say 4.
Four.
Very non-committal 4.
Okay. The second one, did we make it simple for new users?
It's very intuitive, I think, yeah.
Yeah. That was a 9.8.
You were 1.
1?
Yeah.
Okay. Do the controls now match the operating behavior of the users?
Yeah. We've brought it down to basically 4 controls with the most common. So
mm-hmm.
Channel and volume. And then the other one was just a massive scrolling.
Scrolling through. Scrolling through and selecting
a
few.
So 1?
That's a 1.
Yeah.
I think that's a 1.
The fourth one, how about the problem of a remote being easily lost?
Something that big and that yellow you just got.
What do you want to
do?
if we were to
speech recognition, that could maybe just use that solely for the timing thing.
So if we incorporate speech recognition into it, then
just to use to find it when it was lost, so you know, so easily. And it's not going to fall like a rectangle, slip down behind things. That's going to be a difficult shade to.
Well, it's quite bright and.
Yeah. Maybe in the middle of the amphitheatre or something. I mean, you know, losing things is one of those things that people can lose.
Yeah.
In a million ways, you can pick it up and walk away with it, and then you lost it. So.
But if we do go with the speech recognition, then our scale goes up quite a bit.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Probably two. You know, if we eliminate the fact that you know it's impossible to guarantee that it's not going to be lost,
yeah.
Then I'd say two. With speech recognition, which of course may be changed depending on budget.
Yeah.
You could add an extra feature, actually, which makes this thing raise hell when you remove it too far from television.
Yeah.
We could add that, but that's nothing we have thought of so far.
Which may be cheaper than speech recognition if it were
yes.
to stay.
Yeah, true. But I mean, just those whistling, clapping, hearing, they're cheap, so I can't know.
It's based on this anti-theft sort of technology for suitcases and stuff where you have one piece that's attached to your luggage and a piece that starts beeping that can't cost much.
Yeah.
So that can also easily be integrated because these things are small enough to hide. So you have one piece glue somewhere behind your
TV.
Behind your TV and the other.
Pray that you don't accidentally lose that piece.
Right. That'd be tough. Well, also your remote would allow you if somebody stole it to get to your television. Ran off with it without taking the beautiful remote control.
So, are we adding one of these two features?
Let's add
sense?
One of those features
okay.
and say yes.
Okay.
So we're going to have two. One. Or two.
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 Okay. Are we technologically innovative?
I'd say so. Don't get many
it's all
more
just
controls with screens on.
It's all just stolen.
Yeah,
stolen. But there's not a lot of yellow. There's
yeah.
not a lot of yellow. Of course,
right.
I wasn't really forced to take that color.
Two? Three?
I don't know the way you are that
innovative.
But how many remotes do you see?
If we added the screaming factor, then we go up. I would say we're probably at four.
Really? That hurt us. Okay. Spongy material.
Yeah, we do have that.
We have some spongy
as much as sort of major, right?
Okay.
It's not a one, though. One would be the whole thing.
Because it's only got
to fold and stuff.
Like these parts of the grips and perhaps the back side, the
yeah.
bottom underneath on
yeah.
the back.
So that's a four, I probably
most. Four at most.
And lastly, did we put the fashion in electronics?
Yes.
Yes.
If your fashion has been, is Carmen Miranda, you betcha.
Well, the recent fashion of the rosin displayed in the LCD and it's way operated and
yeah.
the form and the color, but it definitely is.
The what we were told, let's say, yeah, definitely.
Alright.
Now
we just
gotta calculate. 17
divided by 7 is 2 point.
I can't do like a lot of chocolate.
No, I
can't.
It's
been
a while.
Okay.
Let's see.
Yeah.
Okay.
And what is the acceptable criteria? Is there like a scale that you have to hit?
Oh, no. It just told me to pick my own criteria and have you guys evaluate it. Basically.
Okay. see. Now we get to do the budget numbers. You didn't know that you were going to have a budget. But we do. So I have here
50%. You're kidding.
Yeah. We want a 50% profit on this. I mean, you can't really see that very well.
Charge my fingers quick for it.
12.5 euros is what it's supposed to cost us. Okay, so
it's too much.
Well, let's see. The So, at top, I don't know if you guys can read that enough. I can't because I don't have my glasses on. But so, we've got the energy source. There's 4, 5, 6 categories. We have energy source, electronics, case. Then we have case material supplements, interface type, and then button supplements. Okay. So, first of all, energy source, we pick battery. And how many batteries do we think this will probably take? Probably some, either 2 or 4.
Two.
Like it.
4 is going to be too heavy, so that's not our problem. People can change it every month. They won't.
Excellent.
No one's bought it.
This is consumerism. All right, so. For the electronics, our choices are simple chip-on-print, regular chip-on-print, advanced chip-on-print, sample sensor, sample speaker.
Or advanced chip, are
we? That's the advanced chip-on-print.
Okay, and we have one of those. Okay, and then the case is it's double curved.
Yes.
Case materials are
plastic.
I guess it's 2, since one for the top, one for the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right, or is it just one?
No, it's just
maybe it's one because of the.
It's just one. A single mold can do that.
Okay.
Yeah.
I guess it doesn't matter because the price on that one is 0, which
exactly.
Is nice.
Right.
Special color.
That's not a special color. It's especially ugly color.
Interface type. We have push button, scroll wheel interface, integrated scroll wheel push button, and an LCD display.
Yeah.
So we actually have the LCD display.
Mm-hmm.
And then is it the integrated or
that's
is it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Okay. Button supplement. Special color.
Mm.
Special form, special material.
We could, of course, make the buttons wood. Same mahogany or something.
Really lovely.
Or titanium. They cost us all the same. Well, we only have one button, so really, we shouldn't be charged. We shouldn't be charged anything for the button supplements.
Yeah, I didn't know.
We're going to leave that one blank because we run on an LCD and scroll. So our total is 15.5, which I believe
that's too much.
Is by 3 euros over.
It's hard to believe. So we go for the hand dynamo.
So the only thing better than a banana-shaped remote is one that you shake.
What if we completely took out the one single button we got on and just had a scroll wheel interface and an LCD display? I suppose the LCD display is the one that's pushing it up a bit down.
Yeah, because because we have to have both, right?
Yeah. I mean, let's face it. It also depends on the software on it. Yeah, in television you can have the information that this thing transmits between displayed on the screen. So it's now it's technically.
Well, you could maybe take out the LCD switch,
yeah.
Even if it comes up on the computer itself, on the TV itself.
So we may not need the LCD display?
Not as possible, yeah.
Right. We may not need it.
There you go.
Well, there we go.
There we go.
12.5. Okay. So we just remove our
screen.
Screen here.
Bigger dial. Easy to use. Even easy to use on.
Besides, look at what the LCD does to our lovely remote.
Okay.
Back to the design room, boys.
So we can just take away a couple of.
What's the blue part?
That, that was just
on
the
there you go.
There you go. You're a single.
Looks more like a banana.
Yeah.
So it's a normal number here.
Okay. So, costs under 12.5 euro. There's no, we redesigned it.
Yeah.
Now it's yes. Next slide. Project evaluation. Project process satisfaction with, for example, room for creativity, leadership, teamwork, means, new ideas found. So, I guess that, let's see. I think that perhaps the project evaluation is just supposed to be completed by me, but I'd like to hear your thoughts. what did you think of our project process?
Great. Yeah, I think we
went
quite well.
Yeah.
Good.
Teamwork.
Half a day on the other remote. Yeah. Right from the start of the day.
Yeah, I
we
think
knew where we were going straight away.
Yeah, we started off a little weak. Our leadership was quite weak in the beginning. but as the day went along, we had more idea of what we were doing. Room for creativity, there was that. I think we tried a lot of different things, and I think it was interesting as you guys brought up more information and studies that we were right on with a lot of those things. You guys worked together well as a team. And the means, which
yeah.
was the whiteboard and the pens.
Super.
I had some problem with the pen, I think.
Mine
was
your
PowerPoint.
Yes.
Mine
well,
it's not my fault.
No, I know.
People that work for, that work for me, just, you know, heads it on the roll.
You have a list of employees that you would like fired?
Yes.
Okay. New ideas found? Yes, for the remotes. Maybe no, not for
technology.
Closing, costs are within the budget. Project is evaluated. Complete final questionnaire and meeting summary. That's it. I still have to do more minutes from the last meeting. So there will probably be another questionnaire coming up. And then we'll have to check with the main boss whether we can, what goes on after that. But that's the end of our meeting.